NerdErotic.com.
Well, it's finally time to talk about Doctor Who, and once again, I have to thank Just Plain Joe for sending me this on Twitter, and I'd like to thank everybody who sends me stuff via email and on Twitter. I eventually get to it, and I greatly appreciate it, but this is the article I have been waiting for. This is the culmination of all the rumors that we have been hearing from Series 12 of Doctor Who since it started filming. Now, again, this article is just an opinion piece, but it's from the Shiltastic Screen Rant, so there might be something behind that. We know the BBC likes to use Radio Times and other places through BBC America to try to get their message out. And what is that message? Well, remember Rose? Remember Amy Pond? Remember Russell T. Davies? Remember Stephen Moffat? Remember David Tennant? Remember Series 11? It was a hit. Jodie was accepted by the entire audience. It was only a small few who didn't accept her as the Doctor or didn't like her series. Well, the failure of Series 11 is now complete by taking a giant step back. Yes, people love the Russell T. Davies era, and some people like the early Moffat era, myself included, but we don't want the show to go back. It can't go back. You want to know why? Because it doesn't have David Tennant, Russell T. Davies, Stephen Moffat, or Matt Smith. That's why Jodie Whittaker cannot pull that off. She already tried to pull off a David Tennant impression, and she didn't do a very good job of it. From Screen Rant's Craig Elvey, Doctor Who Season 12 will be more like the Davies and Moffat eras. Now, I think this is a sign of how bad things truly are with Doctor Who. When the shill media is pining for the RTD era out loud, well, considering toy sales, merchandise sales, general lack of interest in the show, complete Doctor Who apathy. The other thing they're not going to get back besides the RTD era is half their audience because they lost that during season 12. Again, this is a complete admission of failure, even though this doesn't come directly from the BBC. This does come from one of their many mouthpieces. There's many here on YouTube and many out there in the entertainment access media. But as far as going back to the RTD or Moffat era, too little, too late. And we all know what that will bring us. It will just bring us shipping between the Doctor and the Jadoon. But honestly, anytime I see any of that stuff from that era, it just makes things worse. It just reminds me of how far Doctor Who has fallen. Early signs seem to indicate that the upcoming Doctor Who Season 12 will return to more familiar ground, and perhaps even feeling more like past eras under showrunners Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat. When previous Doctor Peter Capaldi and showrunner Stephen Moffat opted to depart, well, hey, I'll say Stephen Moffat opted to depart. I'm not too sure about Peter Capaldi. The BBC's iconic science fiction series, almost simultaneously, a period of great change was inevitable for Doctor Who. Moffat was replaced by Chris Chibnall, who in turn cast Jodie Whittaker as the first actress to helm the TARDIS in the show's 50-year-plus history. This alone was enough change for some fans to cope with. But Chibnall opted to make his mark upon Doctor Who with a debut season that stood distinctly apart from the show's past. Well, he certainly did put his mark on the series, and so did Jodie, and they will go down in history as being one of the few franchises that crashed and burned in 2018. I don't really like Jodie as the first female Doctor. I don't like a female Doctor. I've made no secret about that. No, it's not sexist. Actually, I think it's kind of sexist to make her the female Doctor. And if you have an opinion about this, it doesn't make you a bad person. If you have a singular opinion on a singular TV show, it doesn't define you as a human being. It also doesn't make you responsible for Brexit or climate change. Because I have a lot of new subscribers since my last Doctor Who video, the Cliff Notes version on my Doctor Who argument. This was a political move. It was to replace a male character with a female character. It wasn't done naturally within the narrative, although they did shoehorn it in the canon under the Moffat era, and possibly with some allusions to it in previous eras. It depends on what's canon and what isn't, but this was a male character for 50 years. If you truly believed in feminism, you would create a new female character, build her from the ground up, BBC. I would certainly support it if it was done in the Doctor Who universe. Hell, you could make her more powerful, more charming, more exciting than the Doctor. I'd get behind that completely if it was an actual natural character. But what you did essentially was take something away from some people to give it to others. And the show that used to be for everybody is now not. You are alienating a certain group of people. You are alienating half your audience. A partisan show for partisan people. And it looks like the BBC didn't like this show either, but of course they're not going to blame themselves with their alleged mandates that they put down on poor Chibi. In addition to the new cast of characters, Chibnall's Doctor Who employed brand new filming techniques, adopted a different visual style, and featured music from Segun Akinola. I want to get this guy's name right. I don't want to disrespect him. Segun Akinola. Okay. For the first time. And, well, it was completely forgettable, Segun. But please don't bring back Murray Gold. The Murray Gold era is over, and I am very happy with it. Even in the subpar seasons, his music was brilliant. He was one of the best composers in the history of television. Yes, the history of television. Love Murray Gold. In terms of story, Chibnall intentionally avoided utilizing things like good storytelling, characterization, tension, any sense of fun. I'm sorry, I added to that. Intentionally avoided utilizing any established villains, instead introducing a whole new crop of alien troublemakers to agree with the Doctor that white men were bad. And quite unlike the showrunners who preceded him, structured his debut season into standalone episodes with very little in the way of overarching plot lines. While some fans appreciated the fresh approach, well, fewer and fewer as the season went on, and it could even be argued that the new viewers were drawn in as a result, given the ratings increase. Hard stop there. That is a lie. There was a minor net gain in ratings if you're comparing it to the later Capaldi era, which there were 1 year breaks. So this ratings increase is based on the last two seasons of the Capaldi era, which had 1 year breaks and aired during the summer, compared to the Jody show, which aired in prime time during the holidays, and it still lost almost half its audience. Again, you got to look at the net gain, and it's actually down if you compare it to those wonderful RTD Matt Smith eras. It is way down. Others felt alienated by the all-new Doctor Who. Come the season's conclusion, the storylines were generating more controversy online than the Doctor's gender, which was swiftly rendered a non-issue thanks to Jodie Whittaker's widely praised performance. That is entirely not true. That is completely untrue. Most people just didn't like Jodie. Some people will say it out loud, some people won't, but they don't like Jodie. She's not good for the role. She has no charisma. She doesn't intimidate anybody at all. She cannot play the Doctor. I don't care if RTD comes back and writes for her. It will not save Doctor Who. Whether in response to that criticism or because Chibnall believes his second season can afford to be less boldly unique, there is a feeling that Doctor Who Series 12 will revert to more familiar format and more closely resemble the Davies and Moffat eras. Well, the reason they're going back isn't because Chibnall feels free to do that. It's because either he was mandated not to do it, or he didn't want to do it, and the public absolutely rejected it. And this is amazing because the BBC doesn't run itself like American companies. You know, here we can vote with our wallet, and while it takes time, companies will try to course correct, sometimes too late, sometimes within the narrative. They're like in Star Wars right now, and probably to disastrous results, because look, we've seen Star Trek Discovery try to course correct multiple times within a season, and it just makes things worse. You need to have a hard stop, reset, and start with a new team. That's what they need to do here. And I have yet to hear a denial of Jodie and Chibnall leaving after season 12. That report is almost a year old now, and not a word on it. Now, I know there's the argument that if you deny something, you're giving it credence, you're giving it some legitimacy, but I think you'd be pretty safe to say, if you're actually not going to be leaving after season 12, to say that I'm going to stay. I don't think that'll harm anything. So I think there is a big deal with that. For a start, there are going to be more returning villains from Doctor Who canon. And this process began with the dramatic return of the Daleks in 2019's New Year's Day special. Hard stop again. That was the first female Dalek, which I predicted, by the way. And I wouldn't call that a triumphant return. I would call that a really pathetic way to pander to old fans, to beg to get them back, a course correction within the season. And of course, it was the New Year's Day special, which completely flopped. And like I said before, which I got a lot of clapback on, there will be no Christmas special this year. And you guys know why, because it is too of a specific religious holiday, let's all say it together, to be on the BBC and to market to other countries, in the BBC's opinion. This isn't in fans' opinions or Muslims' opinions or people in China or anybody. This is the BBC's opinion. I'm sure all of those other parties out there who love Doctor Who wouldn't give a crap if it was on Christmas Day. But the BBC is the BBC. With its rusty, hastily constructed lone Dalek, which was really pathetically bad, the special felt like a rebirth. What? The special felt like a rebirth for the infamous Exterminators and was one of the best received episodes of Whitaker's tenure thus far? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ratings low for time-shifted Doctor Who festive special, and we are the ones getting deplatformed for quote-unquote fake news. For wrong think, for wrong speech. They're trying to erase history. History that was from January of this year. That was 6 months ago. They are denying this exists. But yet we get these shills coming out, going after us on our own platform. This is what drives me crazy about this. But this is why people are coming to us. This is why we have 65,000 new neurotics in here. And you guys are bleeding clicks by the f***ing day, shills. Okay. It's been a long time since I dropped F-bombs. I do apologize for the younglings in our audience. I will certainly cover them up. Continuing that pattern, the BBC has confirmed that Doctor Who Season 12 will see the return of the fan favorite Jadoon. Have you ever heard that sentence? The fan favorite Jadoon? The Jadoon are a joke. They were a joke that was done well against David Tennant's comedy. Jodie Whittaker, it will be a joke in an entirely different way, an unintended joke. These Davies-era baddies, I'm not really sure that they're baddies, they're bureaucratic, they're cops, but they weren't really baddies, featured during David Tennant's time in the TARDIS and were an intergalactic mercenary police force that the Doctor had a certain distaste for. The Jadoon have featured in minor roles sporadically since their debut, and the BBC's marketing department were keen to hype up their impending return. Clearly aware that some viewers were frustrated by the lack of recognizable villains last season. No, we were frustrated by the lack of a recognizable Doctor Who show. Chibnall's decision to give Doctor Who's biggest baddies a rest during season 11 was perhaps a wise one. Really? Well, I think the ratings drop, almost 50%, says different, as some have certainly suffered from overuse. But with season 12 not set to air until 2020, viewers can likely expect the return of more familiar enemies than just the Jadoon. I suspect we're going to see the return of a lot of characters. I have actually said this in quite a few videos. It will be an admission of defeat, and that's what this is. But I'm guessing we'll also see the return of a familiar baddie from Series 11, the white guy. Doctor Who Season 12 is also certain to feature more long-term story arcs than last year's run. Well, if Series 12 has an actual story arc, that would be one more than the entirety of Series 11. The Moffat era, filled with red herrings in particular, was sometimes guilty of getting far too bogged down in complex season-spanning storylines, and therefore it's easy to understand Chris Chibnall stripping the show back to its core components in Season 11. Stripping the show back to its core components? You mean making it completely unrecognizable? However, a single long-running plot thread was introduced in Whittaker's second episode, The Timeless Child. Well, hard stop there. We all know what this is going to be. We're going to find out that the Doctor was born a girl. Much to fans' annoyance, this mystery wasn't picked up on again. Well, I was actually thankful for it. For the remainder of the season, nor in the New Year's special, assuming Chibnall plans to avoid the issues that hampered Matt Smith's 11th Doctor, which was Mystery Box. Yes, we got J.J. Abrams within Doctor Who. I didn't recognize it at the time, but now I do. Where certain plot points were triggered and then abandoned for entire seasons or never revisited or explained stupidly, like Rory's exit in the God Complex. The Timeless Child arc is something Doctor Who Season 12 is destined to delve into with far more conviction, offering a deeper level of storytelling than was present last season and resembling something more akin to the Davies and Moffat eras. You know, it did surprise me that they forgot the Timeless Child stuff, but again, I was very thankful because I think it's alluding to this Screen Rant article from November 2nd, 2018. Doctor Who Season 11 is rewriting the Doctor's Time Lord backstory, considering the current political environment in the UK, in Hollywood. the whole anti-patriarchy thing, I am convinced that they are going to change the Time Lord's backstory to be female first. The future and the past will be female with Doctor Who, and they will just completely rewrite the canon, and we'll find out there were more doctors here and there. This season we found out the Doctor had grandmothers and sisters, and they just willy-nilly threw that in without any explanation. One of the best things about Doctor Who is the mystery of his past, and I would like it to stay that way. You can put in things here and there over the next 50 years, but unfortunately, with the current regime, it's not going to last another 50 years. It's not going to last another 50 months. You know, as time has gone on from Series 11, we have heard this a lot more from the show media and from fans, because at first, people were afraid to say they were against the Doctor because of the clapback they would get. Then some of us came out and didn't give a crap and said what we felt, and I think a lot of people felt more free to speak their mind on this issue without being attacked by the blue check marks on Twitter. And here we are, wanting the Russell T. Davies and Moffat eras back. Well, I would love to have the spirit of that era back, but honestly, not under the current regime at the BBC and whoever's running this show. Dark and dismal Chibnall is not capable of resurrecting the RTD era, and Jodie Whittaker is not capable of charming us like David Tennant and Matt Smith. It's not going to happen. This will be their last season. Why do I think that? The BBC wants Doctor Who every year, and Chibnall said he couldn't deliver Doctor Who every year. So best case scenario for the few Jodie fans out there is you get a season every other year. A show can't survive on that, especially one that relies on marketing and licensing as much as this one does. So it's going to be one of three things. We wait another year after this season for Jodie's then final season, because it'll probably be three if it goes that far. Or we wait 2 years for a new crew and a new doctor, or the show gets canceled and we'll revisit the quote-unquote dark times, which I already think we're in. I've been listening to a hell of a lot of old Big Finish, loving it, reading comic books. That's how I'm getting my Doctor Who fix, plus watching older episodes. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. It truly helps the channel. And if you didn't like what you heard, hey, thanks for listening this long. Everybody have a great day, and may the free folk sing songs of your greatness.
Nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.